This is TWiT.
Roger, Chula Vista, California is next. Hello, Roger. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
I've listened so long, you'd think I'd be smarter, you know?
Oh, man, I'm getting dumber as I go, so no, it doesn't work that way. That's life.
Yeah.
The more you know, the less you know. Isn't that the case? The more you know, the more you realize you don't know.
That's true.
It's an endless process.
And you get dumber with age. I'm up there.
Ah, but you get wiser as you get dumber.
Yeah, that's
it's a
true,
conundrum. What can I do for you?
Well, I need the ability to post and share photos among an exclusive group.
Yes.
I'm on my, we're 75 years old, and I'm on the reunion committee, and we've had many reunions, obviously. And some of the people want the ability to post pictures and look at them.
Yeah.
You know, either go look at pictures or post pictures.
What you want is what we call a shared album that will let anybody with permission, that's critical, upload images as well as look at the images. And that's
right.
A great thing for any event, because a wedding, a bar mitzvah, a college reunion, because you have many people there with cameras. And so it's a great idea. I love that. And there are a lot of ways to do that. Some of it's dependent on the group of people. If you knew everybody was on Facebook, for instance, it'd be possible to create an invitation-only Facebook group for that event that not only would have pictures but could also have text and all sorts of stuff. But for that to work, everybody has to be a Facebook member.
These people aren't a lot of them.
Yeah, and I'm not either. I don't blame them.
I don't trust them.
Yeah, I would be mad if somebody said, you have to be a member of Facebook to see this. I would say, no, I'm happily not. I don't trust them. We know you can't trust Facebook. That's a given. Anybody who thinks they can, you're crazy. So now you may or may not trust Google, but Google also offers such a thing with their Google Photos at photos.google.com. You can create an invitation-only album, that's what Google calls them, for pictures.
Okay.
And almost everybody has a Google account because Gmail. So, and I think people are maybe a little less leery of putting pictures on Google than they are on putting them on Facebook. So that's another one. But there are other companies that will do this, sometimes free, sometimes not. Yahoo. I use a company I love for photography, but it's not free, called SmugMug. They actually own Flickr, which is another choice. Flickr, I think, will let you do this for free, a private group. And SmugMug absolutely will do this. In fact, this is how a lot of professional photographers, let's say you shoot a wedding. You don't want anybody but the bride and the bride's, relatives to see the photos. So you create an album for the bride's purposes. You give it a password and you share that password with the bride, and then she has access to it. There's also sites that I would probably prefer, like Shutterstock. Shutterstock will let you do this. And the nice thing about Shutterstock is if people want prints, it's just a, click away. Because Shutterstock is free. Its business is selling prints. So they love this because, of course, a lot of people say, I would like a print of that shot. The drawback to Shutterstock is they have to create an account. And a lot of people don't have Shutterstock accounts. But it is free.
Right. Yeah, that's one of the problems. These people are 75. Some of them don't do computers well at all.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure that I can ask them to go and create or download a special program.
Do you think they'll have... it's all on the web. Everything we're talking about is on the web, which means they can use iPads, they can use their phones. Everything I've mentioned here is a web-based album, so no program necessary. But in almost every case, you need an account. So in that case, I would say, I wonder if do you need...
That's not unreasonable. If we give instructions to these people on how to create their account, it'll probably be okay.
I believe, and I may be wrong, correct me, chat room, if I'm wrong, but I believe Google Photos allows you to view photos without a Google account. It would only be if they wanted to upload photos, they would have to create an account. And, of course, if somebody's sophisticated enough to have taken a picture and saying, I want to share it with the group, they'll have a Google account.
Right, right.
So I would say photos.google.com. You can, what you will do is you will share with the group. There's two ways to do it. You can make it password protected. You can, actually, there's three ways to do it. You can make it invite only, which is what I would suggest. That requires that everybody has to have an email. But you can send an email to the, I bet you have a group.
Right.
You have a group list, right?
Oh, yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
So you can send an email to the group list saying, here's the link to the site. And it's such a long, crazy link that nobody is going to guess it. It's got many, many characters. So that might be the easiest. Right. But if you really want to keep it more private, you can make it invitation only and say, here's all the, I'm going to invite all the people. They'll get an email from Google saying, hey, somebody's just shared a photo album with you. To join it, click this link. And only they will get access to it. That's the most
that's
secure.
We're thinking.
Yeah, photos.google.com. It's called a shared album. They will have to have a Google account to upload to it, but they will not have to have a Google account to view it.
Okay.
Doesn't that sound good?
Yeah, it does. I've looked, you know, I quickly looked at, you know, a Flickr, which I guess became SmugMug, and, you know, and Dropbox and Facebook, and they all seem to have pluses and minuses.
Yeah, they do.
That, and a password isn't out of, you know, discussion. That would be okay if the people had to have a password.
I would look at a shared album on Google Photos. That is invitation only. Then you send out an invitation to everybody via their email address. They click that link and they're in. No one else with any other address can get in any other way. You don't need a password, which does simplify it. I know when I've used passwords, sometimes, especially with family members who aren't tech savvy, there's confusion. But
I would.
So just invite them. Send them email. They have email. Send them email. They can use their iPads, they can use their tablets, they can use their phones, and they can see the pictures. And if they're sophisticated enough to take them, they can upload them.
Oh, that would be great. And they can always print them on their own computer.
Google has printing capability as well.
Like.
Yeah, Google. In fact, one additional feature, you can get a photo book printed and send that to the people. If they don't have anybody doesn't have a computer, you can send them a photo book from that album. Google does do prints as well.
Yeah. I don't know the total variation of these people's talents.
No, that's the way it is always. But I think this is, and I've tried a lot of ways of doing this. This is the one I like the best. But again, you know, sometimes people don't even trust Google. And I understand, believe me. I'm not sure I trust Google. But I trust Google no less than I trust the rest of the internet. So if you're going to use an internet sharing service, Google's no worse than anybody else. That's not high praise, but it's accurate.